News channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
Hi. I guess I wasn't ready, even though I'm here, right? So how could I not be ready? But I guess I wasn't ready. How you guys doing? My name is Steve. The show is called Wake Up America, and boy, do we have a show for you. It's going to be a long one. You'll see in the chat right now, there's a link to Rumble. If you want to be able to watch the whole show, either one, sign up and support us at citizenstringer.tv, or watch on Rumble, because I'm going to be talking about COVID, and I'm not even going to bother with social media. At the end of the show, if you're ever really curious what I feel about COVID and the vaccinations and all that stuff, well, I'm going to dive into it today. 100% unadulterated truth. But I can't do it on Facebook, can't do it on YouTube, can't do it on Twitch, can't do it anywhere else other than Rumble and then our own platform, again, citizenstringer.tv. But if you want to watch for free, go on Rumble. If you sign up for an account, you can use the chat on Rumble as well. The link is in the chat. Anyway, let's get started. This show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. If you're unfamiliar who Spartan Armor Systems are, well, they're awesome. Okay, they make some sick-ass body armor. They make some really nice clothes, too, even though it's nine-line, whatever. I think they have an affiliation with Black Rifle Coffee. And, you know, now that we have Pure Truth Coffee, I don't care about any other coffee brands except Invader Coffee. And Invader Coffee is still a sponsor on this show for now. But yeah, we're going to just do our own coffee thing. Our own coffee thing. It's going to be happening sooner than you think. My neck is still sore, so you're going to have to bear with it. Because you may see me do this and stuff every now and then. I just went to like kiss my wife goodnight and kind of did like a push-up on the bed. And it tweaked my neck again. Anyway, I'm spamming the chat with the Rumble link because I really want you guys to go over there and watch, or I prefer you go to citizenstringer.tv, which you could find. That's the only link that you guys are allowed to put in the chat right now. Citizenstringer.tv, citizenstringer.tv, citizenstringer.tv. Sign up there. It's $12.99 a month. You'll be able to see all of our content. I'm going to start doing 2-hour shows effective today. And the last portion of the shows will always be for our members on citizenstringer.tv, if you didn't know. All right, so let's talk first about all this stuff going on at the border, right? You may or may not know there's a massive disaster currently taking place at a border. And again, it's a disaster depending on who you actually listen to. If you listen to mainstream media, you may not know much about it. Actually, everyone's talking about it now, but you may hear that the Border Patrol were whipping black people. I know. It didn't happen. Then common sense would tell you that it wasn't happening. But nonetheless, they're still going, even though the narrative has already been smashed, completely and utterly smashed. Even the White House today, Kamala Harris, gets out. What did she say? What did you say? Here, let's let her say it in her own words, a dumbass.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way.
8 to 1100.
All right, hold on. This is the next video. Oh, come on. Stop. All right. So Kamala Harris, she watched the video. That's what she said. She watched the video. She knows what's going on. She saw it. She was horrified by the footage, which is the same thing that was echoed by who was it? The redhead, Jen Psaki. Holy cow, I forgot her name for a second. I wish I could forget it forever. Jen Psaki said the same thing. Jen Psaki, actually, you got to give it to her. She went a step ahead. She really doubled down on this whole bullshit and said that she hopes that the Border Patrol officers that were seen whipping people, which, again, nobody was seen whipping anybody, she hopes that they are fired. And Anthony Mayorkas this morning, he said, and I had the clip. I don't know where the hell it went. Actually, I probably still have it. But he said that he said that he also is, you know, he's sending investigators to there. He's going to investigate. They're going to get to the bottom of this because the left is literally just pretending that something happened. It's kind of like the whole BLM protest in New York City. I'll talk about that in a second, too, because it turns out that was bullshit as well. If you don't follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, ptnewsnetwork.com. You know all these little rants and everything that people really love when I say all the rants? I pretty much rant in 140 or 150 characters like 15 or 20 times a day on Twitter. I just did it. Just a few minutes ago, and I do it all the time. And then I get called a racist because when we wrote the article about the, let's see, I'll talk about the Black Lives Matter bullshit in New York City in a second. Let's stay on focus. I got so much to talk about today. I don't even know where to begin. Well, I already did. I already began. So let's continue. So we know there's a crisis at the border, right? There's been a crisis at the border over, you know, what is it? 1.5 million people have illegally crossed into the United States in the past, since Joe Biden took office, 7 months, 8 months, whatever the case may be. They're up to what? They're averaging now about 200,000 people getting apprehended. Now, it's believed that 20% of people that, there's another 20% of people that aren't apprehended that get into the United States illegally. Here's my thing, and if you haven't watched the video, I don't have that queued up, so I'm not going to show you, but you could see there's Border Patrol agents on horseback that are desperately trying to protect our country. Now, you may say, Steve, what do you mean protect our country? How could they possibly be protecting our country when they're whipping people? Well, first off, they weren't whipping anybody. The rein that they were using, which is commonly used to direct horses and it is. It's a horse rein. That's what it's for. They swing it so it doesn't run people over because it gets a horse's attention. It keeps them focused. They use it all the time. We have a comment here that April's got some family that are old cowgirls in Nevada or something like that. And they wrote up a little thing, okay? And I'm just going to read it the best I can. But this explains that whole swinging of the rein thing. First, it applies to most people working law enforcement in Texas. The guys ride all the time and most use horses in a working sense. Ranches, farms, and stuff like that. Same for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. You have real-life applicable skills on a horse before you can even become a mounted officer. So many of the tendencies one exhibit on a horse come from natural instincts and learned habits. The reins that officers are using are called split reins. They come in all different types, lengths, and some are specifically meant to be used as a whip or like a riding crop. It controls the head of the horse when making quick moves in different directions. It can spur a horse to gain rapid speed. The motions in this video are what are called over and undering. A crisscross pattern from one side of the horse to the other, and it's used in place of a riding crop or whip. Spinning the reins is a non-aggressive move that warns others to stay away from the horses and agents. When he spins the reins, he does this close to himself and the horse, not directed at the immigrants. It signals both to the horse not to go a certain direction and to the immigrant not to come closer to the horse. Spinning is also pretty common when pushing cows. You would see this a lot when a rancher is moving through a herd of cows. Movement gets the animal's attention. Law enforcement in Texas also goes on horseback to retrieve cattle, respond to accidents where animals or livestock are involved, and to search remote areas by horseback. Working cattle on horseback while on duty is far from unheard of. Again, lots of these officers and agents have their own ranches or lands that they use and horses in a working capacity, so they have some habits that naturally come to them. But it's also what their horse is trained to do and expects. The horse and rider are a team that practices and trains together. I mean, could that not do a better job at explaining what this is? I own a tiny, tiny media outlet compared to CNN, Fox News, all these big guys, right? Not CNN, Fox News. Nobody could actually just, you know, reach out to their people. Nobody could actually reach out and say, hey, this is what goes on. MSNBC can't do it. CNN can't do it. The White House can't do it. You know damn well that President Biden, as soon as he saw that, if he even remembers what shoe to put on or what day it is or who he is, or Jen Psaki, anyone, you know, if anyone was actually concerned, and if Anthony Mayorkas was actually concerned, the first thing he would have done is talk to someone, anybody that has any sort of intellect whatsoever or experience around horses. I didn't have any experience around horses, but I just generally think police are good. I don't think they're out to do bad things. So my immediate response was, I watched it yesterday. You guys all saw it live. And I said, well, it looks a little weird, but I give the officer the benefit of the doubt because that's what I do. Some people hate that I do that, but I don't give a shit because this is my show and my life. Anyway, So I didn't know the answer. So I reached out to fans, made it, actually said it right here. Said it right here on the show. If anyone has any experience with it, send me an email. I got several emails. I quoted one in the article that I wrote with Donna, the Citizen Stringer cowgirl. Because that's what you do as a journalist. Vice News, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, all these people are all writing about, you know, Border Patrol allegedly whipping Haitian immigrants. No, it didn't happen. And why aren't we focusing on the actual fact that people are literally committing crimes? We got a homeless guy in New York, in Pennsylvania right now. We're going to have an article come out tomorrow morning. And Tim, if you're watching this, I sent you a tweet. I want to know how close you are to that place because I want you to go there and do, two, with a camera. I want you to, one, record them, ask them why they pressed charges on 29 cents. Secondly, I want you to slap a $5 bill on the counter and say, drop the charges now. It's done. And I want you to record you doing that. Because here's the thing. Our Justice Department can't figure out what the hell they want to go after. We have one guy that's facing life in prison over 29 cents for a soda, a homeless fella. And then we have people that are legally or illegally crossing into the United States. And we're villainizing the police officers whose job is solely to keep and protect the United States border, to stop these people from coming across. That is what the Border Patrol does. You would think that it wouldn't take any more than that. That is literally what they do. That's their job. That's the Border Patrol. They patrol the borders. But yet the media is just jumping all over, acting like it was something else, acting like they're whipping these people. I saw one article, and I'll show this to you, because this is the connection that people are making, and it's disgusting. It's going to make you vomit in your mouth, but it's important to show what's actually going on. This is an article by some dumbass, The Griot. Don't even hurt. I don't know. Here's a bald dude looking all fierce. Anyway, so it shows the Border Patrol on horseback, and it talks about it a little bit. They invoke Martin Luther King, blah, blah, blah. They're literally comparing this. Okay, this is a man on a horse that's stopping someone that's committing a crime. Is it a felony to illegally enter the United States, especially when you're told you can't do it? This is a guy that's doing his job to a T, stopping someone. You don't know who this guy is. He could have just raped 15 people. He could have killed people. You don't know. Those bags that he has that could be food could be filled with explosives. You don't know. He's doing something illegal. The police officer has a responsibility to stop him, right? You would think, no. So what are these idiots doing? This is Martin Luther King's daughter or Martin Luther King's whoever. Who the hell is this? The daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. is posting out that our United States Border Patrol, this is the same thing as this. Do you not see how we have a problem here in America? Even when we know that it's factually incorrect, even though now that we know Ben Crump, the notorious grifter, is also going out on this too. No amount of context will make what's happening at the border any more humane or acceptable. The officials need to take responsibility for the atrocities we're seeing in these images and videos now, Crump tells the Griot. Fuck you, Ben Crump. And I mean that, and I'm sorry for everyone. I'm going off today because I'm so tired of listening to the same bullshit. And this is new, but we've been listening to cops get vilified for years for not doing their job or not doing enough of what people say they need to do or doing too much. Now you have police officers that are literally going by the book, doing what they're supposed to do. And then you have Anthony Mayorkas, the scumbag that he is, that gets up in front of Congress today and says the border is we're following the plan at the border and everything is going according to plan and we're following the plan, refuses to say it's a crisis, and then says he's opening an investigation into these border officers. Open an investigation on how you even have that fucking job, scumbag. That's what I want to say to everybody else. Whoa, maybe I should just go private right now and just take it off social media. Oh, God, I'm so irritated. I'm so irritated. Now we have 3,000. We have 8,000. That's what came out of that the Texas press conference with Abbott. There's about 8,000 people, Haitian immigrants, underneath that bridge now. Now, what are they doing with the other ones? So anyone that's with a family, they're getting processed, you know, and then they're getting released onto the streets. They're given airplane tickets, but they're sleeping at gas stations. Go on Twitter. All the videos there. It's all evidence. It's all true. And now that's inhumane as shit. And there's kids there. And I, like I said yesterday, As Americans, I have a liberal view on this. If a kid comes over, we have a responsibility as Americans to protect that child. I don't give a shit if the child's from here or not. People disagree with me on that because where does it end? I get all that, but that's my belief on it. We always protect children. It doesn't matter who they are or where they're from. But what are they doing with the men? I'll tell you what they're doing with the men. They're putting the men on buses, which then the men are hijacking. That happened today. They're putting the men on airplanes, flying them back to Haiti. Once they get into Haiti, they try to hijack a freaking plane, beat up three ICE agents, and assault the pilots. That happened today. These are not just peaceful people. Some of them are criminals or committing criminal actions. I just dumped water. I'm so freaking irritated right now. I really am. I seriously just dumped water. Luckily, no computer there this time, but it's all over my freaking floor and all over my new desk that I haven't sealed yet, so it's probably going to ruin it, but you know what? That's what I get for fucking reporting the news the right way. For being honest. For not hiding the facts. Oh, nice. It went into a box of shirts. Okay, it didn't go on the floor, so I can stop. But it's unbelievable what's going on. Yes, today, a group of migrant men from Haiti, apparently, hijacked a contractor prison bus that was driving them to the airport once they realized they were being deported. They overpowered the driver, and then they all fled. Now, they were all captured, of course. But people are using that as an example to say, do you see how much they need our help? Do you see how desperate they are? Do you see how desperate they are? Then they get back into Haiti. They get off one plane, realize, oh shit, we are not in New York City. We are back in Haiti. So they run up to another plane that had just landed that has a bunch of Haitian families that have been deported. They run and beat up three ICE agents, beat up the pilots in an attempt to hijack that plane. That just happened. NBC News is reporting it, and I think we just put out an article about that. Are we going to see that? Is CNN going to comment on that? Is Anthony Mayorkas going to talk about that? Is anybody going to actually pay attention to what's going on? Make no mistake, we have a humanitarian crisis at the border right now. But as they said today in Texas, that this is a man-made, Biden-made disaster that's going on at the border, and the Biden administration is literally pretending like it's non-existent. To a certain point, Joe Biden today did acknowledge that this is going on at the border. He did go. Let's listen to this. This was during the hearing today with Anthony Mayorkas, where they're talking. It was strange because it was like tackling terrorism in the 20 years since September 11th. And all they talked about is white supremacists. That's all they talked about there, because white supremacists had a lot to do with September 11th. Not really. Being facetious. But that's everything goes back to white supremacists all the time. It's you don't feel good today. White supremacists. It's raining. White supremacists. Just blame, even though it's not real, even though the biggest threat that America faces, according to Chris Ray, is white supremacists. I say the biggest threat to America that America faces right now is our current administration, is Biden, is Mayorkas, is Ray, is everybody, all of our elected officials. Every single one of them are the biggest threat to America right now. The biggest threat is ourselves, is the people that we elected to put in those offices. The people that give two shits about America. That is the biggest threat to America. Watch this stupid, pointless hearing that we watched for 4 hours today.
Which would equate somewhere over 300,000 gotaways, known gotaways for the year. If you annualize these figures, been a couple hundred thousand people per month, we'll be up to about 2.1 million apprehensions. Add the getaways, 300,000 to 400,000. We're up to 2.5 million people. You have repeatedly stated that our borders are not open, that they're closed. Do you honestly believe that our borders are closed?
Senator, I do. And let me speak to that. We have.
No.
Mr. Secretary, so you stated repeatedly.
Hold on. So that's Mayorkas. That was Mayorkas in that meeting that said, honestly, Senator, I do. Honestly, Senator, I do. Someone said, I'm going to get off Rumble. You should turn off YouTube tune. What? I haven't said anything that YouTube could even kick me off yet. I will when it gets to COVID time, which is why I will not be on YouTube. But I haven't said a single thing that they can kick me off. I'm calling out people that do stuff wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't call out anything that has to do with COVID. You're not allowed to. Anyway, but Mayorkas says, I mean, even in today's hearing, he said everything is going to plan. Everything. So this is their plan. Is that what he's saying? Because we learned from a Texas. This is him 2 days ago. Refusing to acknowledge that we have, or yesterday actually, refusing to acknowledge we have a crisis at the border.
But last month you were reported privately saying that what's been happening along the border has unsustainable and admitting that there's a crisis. So I'm asking, would you publicly admit right now, would you think privately that would happen?
You know, I'm going to stop you right there. Let me just say very clearly, we are focused on meeting the challenge. We are focused on mission.
What? These people are nuts. Mayorkas is nuts. Joe Biden is nuts. This whole country right now is nuts. I'm not joking. It's nuts. It's mind-boggling to know that that guy is in charge of Border Patrol, that that guy's in charge of our country's security. Does that not concern every single person that's watching this episode right now? Does it not freak you the fuck out? I censored myself. Does it not do it? I've already sworn. I don't know why I just did that. But does it not to know that people like that are the people that are controlling us or controlling this country and allowing everybody in? Don't forget there's 15,000 migrants at the border. That's not counting all the other people that are illegally crossing into the United States every single day. That doesn't count that. It doesn't count all the drugs and the fentanyl and all that stuff that comes in. It doesn't count any of that. We're not. What about the 60,000 refugees from Afghanistan that came in? Again, not SIV applicants, not priority one or priority two. We learned that today. Now, you know what they're doing in military, in U.S. military bases while homeless people sleep outside of those homeless homeless veterans sleep right outside of the gates of those military bases. You know what these people, these Afghan nationals, that 13 soldiers lost their lives to try to extricate, you know what they're doing to each other? Raping each other. We learned that in the congressional hearing today. Enough is enough. Like, wake up. Do we want to be Australia? Because if we don't do that, because Australia now is fighting back against the people. They're fighting back against even cops. I saw a video on Twitter a few minutes ago where it's like police are, you know, the police officers are like, man, I got a job. I can't do anything else. This is what I have to do. This is how I pay my bills. I don't like the lockdowns. I'm not for them, but this is my job. This is what I do. That's not going to fly here in the United States. I mean, what percentage of police don't even want to take the vaccine right now? I know. I know one fact. Oh my gosh, dude. It's so frustrating to me. It's so frustrating because everyone pretends. And here's the thing. It's not going away. What's happening at our border is not going away. In fact, every month it magnifies. Every month we have more people crossing in. Every month we're sheltering more people. We have measles outbreaks at army bases because the Afghan people that are coming in. We have COVID outbreaks. They're putting families on the streets. Families on the streets. Who was it? Something Rosos or on Twitter, the journalist that's always out everywhere, it seems. He covered last night a woman and a three-year-old sleeping on the ground at a gas station outdoors waiting to catch some flight out of San Antonio or some shit like, or to San Antonio. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy what's going on. It's no matter what, and it doesn't stop there. That's the insane thing about this whole story and about everything. It doesn't stop there. There's so much wrong with this country right now. I do a mass shooting report. Typically, I do a mass shooting report every Monday. where I talk about all the mass shootings, the ones that mainstream media doesn't cover. Yeah, they cover mass shootings, right? You always hear about them. It's a fat white guy with a beard. That's always what they say. You know, last week there were 17 mass shootings that claimed the lives of 14 people and injured 63 others. You know that 4 people have died in the past 3 hours in Philadelphia because of gun violence? Do you know that Chicago typically can't even go a weekend without a kid being shot? You know, in D.C. a few hours ago, 2 9-year-olds got in a fight. One of the gunshots rang out, shot an adult, and one of the 9-year-old kids was grazed by a bullet. That's what's going on in our country. Why do people want to come here? That's the thing that's mind-blowing to me. Why? Are we the land of opportunity? Nobody wants to work. I'm getting letters from people in Pennsylvania that have kids that go to school where the school districts are sending letters to the parents begging them to start driving a bus. They've released kids out of one district yesterday early because they don't have enough buses to drive the kids back and forth. Some of the other communities in Pennsylvania have already decided, screw it, you can't take a bus anymore. Parents, it's your responsibility because we don't have jobs. We don't have enough people to go out and work these positions, apparently. Well, no, we do. But people aren't going to work anymore. Why? They get paid to stay at home. Why? Healthcare is going to be free. Why? There's just so many different reasons. Our government, if it's not clear to anybody, our government right now gives 2 shits about anyone. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody. And it sucks, dude. It hurts because I am someone that loves this country, the good and the bad. But let's not get all sappy yet. Let's continue because we're not even done with the border. So this morning, before he went to the congressional hearing and blew smoke up all those congressional senators' asses because they don't decide to actually ask any real questions. And when here's the thing. This morning, someone, I think it was Cotton or somebody, was interviewing Ray or talking to Ray, asking him under oath. And he was asking him to provide answers. And Ray wasn't giving them. And he's like, that's the 4th non-answer. That's the 5th non-answer. Why don't we have a senator that says, why are you here? Why do you have this job? Why did you answer the subpoena? Why are you in front of this body if you're going to refuse to give answers and continue to say it over and over? Why? Why don't we have Congress people that actually do it? We're just like, oh, that's the 4th non-answer. Let me ask another one you're not going to ask. Is it for optics? Is it just for donor money? I have no idea. I have no idea. I really don't. It's so frustrating to me why these politicians suck. And anyway, let's go back to the border. So this is Mayorkas on the Clinton News Network, CNN. And CNN should change their name to just fake. Just fake. Everything they report on is fake. But listen to this. This is the Mayorkas this morning on CNN.
Really, this is something we haven't seen before. This camp inside of the United States with thousands of people. What is the reticence to call something that is so clearly a crisis, a crisis?
I call it a heartbreaking situation, a tremendous challenge.
Operations to criminal cartels.
All right, so hold on. He just won't call it a crisis. Why? Joe Biden won't call it a crisis. So the leader of the Department of Homeland Security, Anthony Mayorkas, refuses to acknowledge what it actually is. What's actually going on? Anyone else see him today? Like, I literally, watching it, I haven't had the urge to smack. Nope, never mind. I can't say that. Social media. It's just so wrong. It's so wrong. These people are they're representative of us. Today, Joe Biden addressed the UN. I swear I heard laughter. And it's not because he was telling a joke. It's because these world politicians are laughing at us. Anytime Joe Biden takes a stage, they are laughing. Boris Johnson today in the White House. You'll see this in a minute. They are laughing. They are laughing. Our president isn't allowed to speak. The people that are speaking for him don't say anything. And for some reason, half of our country right now is just an acceptance of it. It's just okay. It's okay. Well, because the alternative would have been Trump. It would have been so much worse. How could things potentially get worse than they are now? Crime rates are through the roof. Inflation is done. Stock market is variable as shit. Football sucks now. I can't even watch it and enjoy it. Crime rates, I already said that, are through the roof. Our borders are rampant. We literally look like such B-words. With the way we pulled out of Afghanistan, other countries are laughing at us. Korea's testing missiles left and right.
What else could potentially be worse? You're already trying to force mandates on people. You're already trying to lock down businesses and do these passports that you said you were never going to do. I mean, seriously, it's been less than 9 months, guys. January 20th is when this shitstorm started. It actually started before that, when General Milley was backstabbing and staged a coup that apparently nothing's going to happen with. But this is Texas. So this is Brandon Judd, the National Border Patrol Council President, speaking about what's going on at the border. Again, National Border Patrol Council President. You'll listen to him. Listen to him.
Administration knew this was coming. On June 17th, they were warned. On June 17th, they were told to construct a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have under the Ansel Dewis Bridge in McAllen, Texas. They ignored it. They ignored the warnings. And then we started to see larger and larger groups coming underneath the bridge and congregating to the point that we're here now. Had we have taken the proper steps, we wouldn't be discussing this right now today. But because we are, Texas has been stressed. The Border Patrol has been stressed. ICE has been stressed. The National Guard has been stressed. There are solutions to this problem. And what you see underneath the bridge, that is not humane. The Biden administration promised that they would have a humane process. That is not humane. It is humane to properly enforce our laws. It is humane to not just give lip service to an issue, but to actually follow it up with actions. That's what we haven't seen. And for that reason, I am grateful to General Norris. I'm grateful to Director McCraw, and I'm especially grateful to Governor Abbott for taking the lead on this issue, an issue that he doesn't have to take the lead on. But he does because he cares about the citizens of the state of Texas and the citizens of the United States. For that, Governor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I mean, it's insane. It's insane. It's insane. And the crazy thing is Joe Biden today, he let it slip. He let it slip. Even though Anthony Mayorkas says that we have it all under control and our borders are, remember that? Our borders are Kamala Harris is on top of everything. She's out there making sure, working with all these countries, making sure they're providing for their people so they're not coming into the United States, right? When's the last time she went to Haiti? Maybe if we look back 3 or 4 months, did she go to Haiti and say, guys, come back, you know, September, the middle of September, come on the border, we're going to let you through. I don't know. I have no doubt in my mind that this is all designed, okay? I can't confirm anything, so I don't know, but it's all too crazy. But listen to Joe Biden. This is reporters today. He finally admits they don't have the border under control. Listen.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images from the southern border?
Get it under control.
Get it under control or you have it under control?
We will get it under control.
So that's him saying that we do not have the border under control. And I'm surprised he talked. And maybe that's the reason why this happened.
Corrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
He's laughing. Like, he's literally laughing. He's laughing. So, I know you're probably curious, because you're probably like, well, what does the media have to say about all this stuff? Oops, what was that? Shit, see? It just did it again. I don't know why it does that. You guys can't see what I'm talking about. It's skipping the pictures for some reason. Maybe it's because of that.
So, even though relatively speaking...
Hold on. I'm trying to show some of these screenshots from the media, but it's not allowing me to do it. It's just skipping them. So I had screenshots from all the White House press corps where they literally said Joe Biden signaled, which he didn't. We all just watched that. But they said that his press corps literally, Boris Johnson asked two questions or three questions from British press. And as soon as the American press started asking questions, his handlers said, nope, nope, nope. Everybody out. Thank you. Everybody out. Thank you. Thank you. Like they've done so many times already and didn't allow him to answer any questions. Boris Johnson sitting there going, what? What? Like I answer questions. He's not going to answer any questions. I don't know. That's my impression of how Boris Johnson probably talks. I've actually never listened to him much. But think about it. It's so crazy. No matter how you think about it, no matter how you look or anything, it's freaking crazy that this is our country. I mean it. It's crazy. Hold on.
If you've been watching...
Wait, I know. You're like, wait, no. You're going to play Joy Reid? Yeah, I am. Because now we're going to talk. I'm going to switch gears. So we talked about the border, right? So let's switch to happier subjects. It's not happier. It's bad. You know, Gabby Petito murdered. Well, actually, we don't know cause of death yet. I'm assuming just like everybody else, this has become like the fanfare. Everyone's talking about Gabby Petito. You know, I saw live streams today that had, 100,000 people watching them. Between two live feeds, there are 100,000 people watching stationary feeds outside the house. Just looking for something because everyone's feeding. It's social media solved this crime or didn't solve it because they don't know where he is. For anyone that doesn't know what's going on with Gabby Petito, she and her boyfriend were traveling across country. She was an aspiring YouTuber, as was he. They got pulled over on the 12th in August after someone called 911 said they saw a male hit a woman in the face. Police went up, pulled over the vehicle. Somehow they got confused and thought he was the victim. They're saying there was a dispatch communication that was wrong, saying that he was the victim. They were treating him as the victim. I saw that he had wounds. She didn't. She admitted to punching him. He said he was holding her to get her out of, or to not get in the car because she was going nuts. Long story short, police ended up separating everybody after an hour and 14 minutes. And I have that whole body cam. Should I put that whole body camera footage on Citizen Stringer TV and just you guys can have at it and watch it? You won't need a membership to do it, but you should get a membership to Citizen Stringer TV because it's awesome and that's how you could support us. But I could put that up there after. I will do that. After I'm done with this show, I'll put that whole video right up there. So you can watch the whole body camera footage, the whole hour and 14 minutes if you haven't yet. But he had wounds. She wasn't, all that stuff. So then fast forward to the 27th. I think it was the 27th around 6 p.m. Some other YouTubers are recording video. Now, they weren't live, but they were recording video of them driving in Wyoming at this remote campsite or something. They end up passing the vehicle that appears to be the same vehicle that Gabby and the boyfriend, I forgot his name now, Brian Laundry, that they pass the vehicle. They don't think anything of it. They don't pay it. They pay attention later. Someone said, sorry, Steve, we're not confused. Hey, YouTube mods, get rid of Patriot Jill. All right. You're not going to go in my chat and talk about how not all law enforcement are good. No shit. But you're not going to. I haven't mentioned any bad law enforcement today. So you're not going to either. Goodbye, Patriot Jill. And that's how this is not. You don't have free speech on a platform that I use and that I'm running on this. You're not going to do it. I'm done with that, too. My mods have full discretion. Get rid of people that are just being dumb. I will always support the police. I have family that are police. I will always, always support the police, and I'll call out the bad people, just like I call out fake news, just like I called out bad truck drivers and bad brokers. That's what I do. When police do something wrong, I'll call them out. You ever you remember when I was covering January 6th? I called out what started January 6th. Nobody else did. I saw a cop sucker punch an old man, which started the whole damn thing. I had it on video. We sent the video to the FBI. Nobody cares. The cop, a black cop, punched a white old man, which started the whole fight. I call out those, but we're not going to have stupid people. Get rid of, I'm just going to start yelling at people. Jason Blood on YouTube. Just get rid of them. Just block them. YouTube mods, just go for it. I don't care if they're members. Well, we don't have members on YouTube. We just don't need people like that in this chat. I'm done. What's the expression? I can't say it. Light footing around. I'm done with that. I'm frustrated by everything. Anyway, like I was saying, so I was talking about these murders. or this murder, a supposed murder. The thing that's weird is he drove home, and he got home on September 1st, and her family reported her missing on the 11th. He refused to cooperate with police. They didn't have any information about her whereabouts except for where she was last seen. And then all of a sudden, I mean, there's so many missteps. Like, this would be a very good movie. It really would. It would be a very good movie. Because if you think about it, it would keep you on the edge of your seat. You'd be like, oh, like, there's no way police would not be, you know, not have him under surveillance when national media. Thank you for those stars, Mary. Thank you. Now, for anyone watching on Facebook and you're curious what they are, there's a little star thing by your chat, and you can do that. But, and again, I'll be live, and if you, and for all the people that don't have the money and can't afford $12.99 per month to support our channel, just watch on Rumble. As long as I remember to do it, go subscribe on Rumble. The link's in the chat right here. Bam. That's not the link. What the hell? Yeah, that is the link right there. Anyway, he disappears. He disappears completely. Wow, Bree with 1,000 stars. Anyway, my kids are probably like, what the hell? My wife is probably in the other room saying, shut up, Steve. I want to go to sleep. Anyway, listen. The police, there were so many missteps in the first place. There were missteps out in wherever he was pulled over in the first place on the 12th. There were missteps this past week when apparently he told his family that he was getting out and he was leaving. And he was going to a wildland preserve. And he left on Tuesday, packed a backpack, and he went to a wildland preserve. And then disappeared. There's missteps too, because if you have the Holly, wow, the 2,270 stars. Can we get to 100,000 stars today? I bet we can't. I bet we can't. We used to get to 100,000 stars with the protest. Holly with the 2,250 stars. Can we do it? We're at 4,245. So yeah, we're not getting to 100,000 stars. Challenge accepted. It's not happening. Anyway. As I was talking about. So the family, he tells the family he's going to this wildland preserve on Tuesday and with a backpack. He takes a silver Mustang, he goes to the wildland preserve. His family gets out on Wednesday, goes to the wildland preserve because they apparently haven't heard from him. And then they turn around and come all the way home with his Mustang. If you're really concerned about somebody, why would you leave them there? Like, if you're concerned, like, if they thought something was bad, why wouldn't they call the police? Why wouldn't they go out and search for him themselves? Why? No, you know what they did? They jumped in his Mustang and drove that back home. That's what they did. Kurt with the 5,000 stars on Facebook. That's huge, man. Thank you so much. We are at 10,274 stars today. 10,373. Can we get to 100,000? I don't think so. But Suzanne with 830 stars. Challenge accepted. Basically, it just takes one rich person who wants to lose all their money because stars, they keep a big percentage too. 100,000 stars is $1,000. We used to do it nightly when we were covering the protests. Anyway, so he ended up disappearing. They never found him. Police or the family didn't even report him missing until Friday. Police ended up going to the house, getting some information. They went in the silver Mustang. Her body was found, when was it? Her body was found Sunday or Saturday. I don't remember. But her body was found. Police raided his house yesterday, or the parents' house yesterday. Searched everything. They spent all day in there. FBI did a big search today, starting from the Venice side of this wildland preserve, because it basically spans the whole thing. Former mandated nurse, $50 through YouTube Super Chats. Today.
Hope you watch it.
I didn't hear what the message said because I was talking. I'll see what it does. So I'll add that to the stars. Just so we see. We're at 10,000. 10,700. So in all reality, we're at 15,000 stars with that super chat. Appreciate all you guys. Anyway. So he's just gone. He's missing. Nobody knows where he is. He's gone. Maybe he's dead. Maybe he hung himself yesterday. People are saying they found a body in a dumpster. We never heard anything. We just know it wasn't him. But they found a body in a dumpster in Alabama where they apparently had sightings of him. And they found a backpack that was close by, too. I didn't even hear. The only thing we heard is that apparently it wasn't him. Just like the body there. But here's the thing. This has a ton of media attention. And I said it earlier, you know, because I was commenting on how the media was portraying all this stuff. And I said, it's very important for me and it's very important for us as a news organization to make everyone remember that people are missing every single day. The media is focused on this because she was an attractive girl. They're YouTubes, you know, YouTubers. That's what everyone wants to do. All these young kids, the TikTokers, that's what they did. And it reminds me of the movie, the clickbait movie or whatever it was. It reminds me of that because that case was solved by social media. It was solved by people geotagging everything. That's the same thing. That's what's going on now. That's what's going on. It's unbelievable to me. But the left is now Joy Reid. And granted, she says shit all the time that's outlandish, right? Every single day. She talks about white supremacist this, white privilege this, blah, 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 everything else. It's always blaming other people for shit on her show. But today she went a step further, and I guess the best way to describe it would be like this. Wow, so we got some more big star senders. Appreciate you guys. We are at 17,562 stars right now, including YouTube Super Chats that I've gotten so far. I appreciate it. Anyway,
the news for the past few days or on Twitter or TikTok, you're probably familiar with the name Gabby Petito. The 22-year-old aspiring social media influencer who was reported missing after her fiancé returned from their van life excursion without her. On Sunday, human remains believed to be Petito's were found in a national park in Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow to confirm the identity. Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain, and the Petito family certainly deserves answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name, missing white woman syndrome. The term coined by the late and great.
I can't, like, dude, this is so nuts. So nuts. Like we don't have enough problems in this country. Missing white woman syndrome. These people, this is a woman. Here's the thing. This dumbass, Joy Reid, or whatever stupid ass name is, she goes all the time on social media, or all the time on her channel. Tens of thousands of people watch it. Tina with the 1,200 stars on Facebook, thank you so much. We're up to 19,457 stars. Steve. Thank you. But all together. So, and I'm going to keep doing a tally. Anyway. She does this all the time, says outlandish things. She has tens of thousands of people that watch her show. Like right now, I'm on social media. If we include Rumble, there's 600 people watching on Rumble right now. Thank you all you guys for watching on Rumble. Where's the chat? Right here. And we have 1,863 people watching on social media. So we're at like 2,500 plus we probably have another 1,000 or so that are watching on our apps. So we're at like 3,500 people. A lot, right? It's a lot of people that are listening to the show. We're doing pretty good. This lady says these outlandish things, and this just goes to the narrative of why we have a huge freaking problem in America. It's a huge problem because so many people watch MSNBC. So many people. Thank you, God Rides, for that super chat. So many people watch this. So many people watch everything. So many people watch CNN. So many people watch Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, all these radical people. So many people watch Fox News. Fox News does the same shit. They're just doing it from a different scale. Sometimes Fox News is okay. You got a couple of good hosts, but you got people that are out there too. I'm not, you know, my problem that I have is with media. It's not with mainstream media, you know, because we still have left. We have left YouTubers that are going out and spreading misinformation about what's going on at the border. We got people that are making videos right now talking about how people are being whipped at the U.S. border, ignoring the fact that people are literally committing crimes to get into the United States. That's like saying, okay, it's okay for me to break in your house because I want something to eat. You can't shoot me, you know, you can't do anything about it, but I can break in your house because I want to get something to eat or I want a better life. You have a nice house, so I'm going to go sleep in your bed. No, you can't do that, right? You legally, you can stand your ground. Why can't we stand our country? Why can't we stand our ground when it comes to protecting our country? Why can't we stand our ground when it comes to protecting our kids? Why can't we stand our ground when it comes to protecting the media that people consume? Everyone talks about, oh, we have to protect the people. We have to protect unvaccinated. We have to protect the innocent. But what about protecting people that are being subject to this bullshit? How come nobody has, like, collectively gone out and sued these media companies? Because there's nothing they could do. There's not. It's not going to shut them down. Not enough people talk about it. Not enough people care. And it's sad, dude. It's so sad. It's so sad. And just like someone just said in the chat, they barely, I mean, people are missing all the time. And I get that. I get the frustration with some people. I do. I said it earlier this week. I get the frustrations on why is it that everyone's just paying attention to one person? Missing people. There's people missing every single day. People are kidnapped every single day. People are sold into sex trafficking every day here in America. We talk about it once a year where some attractive, you know, person is missing. That's it. We forget about everybody else. You know, that's why here at Citizen Stringer, once a week, we're going to highlight one of those missing people. And we're going to write about it. Stacy with the 3,000 stars. See what this total is up to now. So if you add the super chats that are in there, we're at like...
Heart our Yeet family, United States.
Oh, thank you. We're at probably 23,000, 24,000 stars. Let's just call it that. 24,000 pennies. Let's just say that instead of stars. Oh my goodness, dude. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Before I end the social media portion of this video and to stay live on Rumble PTNN, I got yesterday, anyone who doesn't watch my show, I started SF Chrissy with a $50 through YouTube Super Chat.
Steve Knight.
I know, this is all rants. This whole night. Wait till I get into COVID. I'm on fire now. Wait till I switch off social media and just go full on COVID. Because I have some things. They're always talking about the flu, right? Well, I have some flu stats for you. Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that episode, which is coming up right after this one, but not on social media. Anyway, listen. Yesterday, we were covering the BLM protest that was taking place outside the steak place, right? We all saw it. We all watched it. It was just like watching last year. It kind of made me think, oh, shit, is this the beginning of all the protests last year? And I don't know. That's what I was thinking. I'll give you the backstory on it. So it's three women from Texas, all black women, all pretty much on the heavier set side. One was a doctor. One was the niece of the doctor. One was the assistant to the doctor. They went inside to Carmine's. They were all vaccinated. They went inside to Carmine's, had no issues, sat down to eat. The rest of their party came, which was two males, I believe. Those males were not vaccinated. According to New York City state law, you need to be vaccinated if you're going to eat indoors. Thank you, de Blasio, right? So the hostess was saying, hey, you guys can't go inside and eat because you're not vaccinated or you don't have proof of vaccination. You can't do it. It's against policy. We'll get fined. You can't do it. But you could sit outside. At that point, this is where yesterday the Black Lives Matter people said that the hostess attacked these three very big women. I mean, they were big. You know, they probably would have eaten half a cow if they went there to eat the food. They were on the larger side. And I'm not fat shaming. I'm just saying they were quite large. At least two of them were. Or at least one of them was large. And then one was like large. And then the other one was like large. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So their story, according to Black Lives Matter yesterday, their story is that the hostess, the hostess attacked them. That's what was said. The hostess attacked them and so they had to defend themselves. They got arrested, not the hostess. And then Sunday, it came out that there was going to be a protest outside of Carmine's by Black Lives Matter New York because apparently this hostess said the N-word and then viciously attacked them. Yesterday, they came out and said, we can't do this anymore. We can't deal with this anymore. Oh, my God. Can't do it. Chad with the huge stars, dude. Is that you sent 9,500 stars? You are our star leader for the day. That brings our total, including YouTube super chats, roughly, don't hold me to this, about 40,000 stars so far. 40,000 stars. Can we get, probably not, because I'm going to end the stream in 3 minutes on social media, Brenda with 1,000 stars. But you guys can go over to Rumble, and then they got the Rumble rants, too, which are like YouTube super chats. I've only got one Rumble rant. Let's see if we could break that today, too. Anyway, and you're not going to want to miss it. So I would prefer if go over to there. Teresa with 100 stars, 1,000 stars. Thank you so much. Anyway, listen. Let me finish. Because I have some video, surveillance video, that you haven't seen yet. Or maybe you have. But I want everyone to analyze this footage. I want everyone to sit and be like calm and watch and go into it with an open mind. Does it appear that this hostess drops the N-bomb while talking to these people? This is not the footage you saw. Unless you follow me on Twitter and then you saw this footage. Watch. She's just sitting there minding her own business. This lady's getting up behind her, whispering stuff. It looks like maybe she calls her some name. And then, boom, she attacks him. Look at the fear on the Asian lady's face. This lady attacks her, too. She's hitting her. This one's hitting her. Here's the beauty. It's so annoying. Let me go back, because it's important. Let me go back. She's just sitting there, right? She's just standing here. Hold on. Pause. She's standing here. Now, do you think if she used the N-word, that this black hostess would be okay with this? That this busboy or waiter would be okay with it? He looks that this is one of their people, but this waitress, maybe she's white, I don't know. But they're saying this hostess used the N-word. Doesn't make sense because this hostess is right there. Wouldn't you think that she would have been really appalled that her coworker said the N-word? So we can just go. We can just make the assumption that these Black Lives Matter people yesterday were lying out through their ass. That's what it was about. Let's watch this. So I don't know what she's doing there. I think she's trying to eat like her hair because she was pissed. She couldn't get a steak. So she was trying to take a big bite of her hair or something. I don't know. And then this lady comes up. Now, I don't know which one's the assistant or the niece. But look, she already has a fist. You can't see my mouse. But look down at the fist with the woman that's behind the Asian one. She's already making a fist. She's already ready to swing. She's pushing her, bodying her. She's turning around, and then boom, she attacks her. This looks quite a bit different than what BLM was saying yesterday, doesn't it? She is just clearly afraid. Clearly afraid. Here's the doctor. That lady with the long dress is the doctor. Now, the doctor is now going after the waitress. Now, this girl is getting pulled away. Here's the other one, that's the hostess that's getting led away because they were pulling the hair. It tells quite a different story, doesn't it? And that's why it's so important for people to actually wait to find out the truth. Now, of course, I tried to reach out to Black Lives Matter for a comment because I'm not going to let this go either. It was bullshit. And yet they tried to ruin a business for something that apparently, to me, looks like they literally assaulted. I think they should get charged for reporting a false hate crime, is my belief. Jenny, with 1,200 stars on Facebook. Thank you so much. But that's what I think. I think they should be charged with reporting a false hate crime. Out of Facebook jail, yay, she said. Thank you. It's just insane. It's insane. Anyway, I appreciate everyone that's been watching on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and DLive, but this is where your show ends. But I am going to be live on Rumble. I'm going to put the link in the chat right now, and I'll give you guys like 5 seconds to click it. I'll be live on Rumble and CitizenStringerTV.live. CitizenStringer.tv. I was confusing myself. And also, if you want to contribute, but you don't necessarily want to support big tech because they suck and they censor everybody all the time, I'm a huge opponent of Antifa. I hate them and they hate me. They burned down my billboard last October. I may be putting up another one in October just for like an anniversary. But they burned down my billboard in Portland last year where I was thanking the police for doing their job with a big smiling face on it. If you visit f-antifa.live, you'll piss them off, especially if you contribute to us. So, anyway, guys, I appreciate everyone for watching on social media. This is where your show ends. Let me make sure I end the right one. Bye. Oh, wait, did I put the link here? Here's the link. Sorry, there's the Rumble link in the chat. Okay? There is the rumble in the chat. Everyone that's watching on social media, oh God, I hope that